What if the winter brings ice and snow?
What if it warms your heart, makes you glow?
You wind up freezing if you spend the season with them.
You know, they're right. I was Ted Steele, the Monitor listener, last week, and I want to thank warm-hearted Henry Morgan for stepping in as host. Nothing could make a man get out of bed quicker. Anyhow, nice to be back. It's something to sing about, and the Irish Rovers do.
We'll drink and drink and drink, till the paint, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compounds, most efficacious in every case.
Now here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bad.
Well, Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome.
We'll drink a drink, till the paint, the paint, the paint, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. Rubbed his body with medicinal compound.
Now he was only half a pound.
Lily died and went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Did you see where college teams from Cornell, Toronto, MIT, and Western Reserve are working out in the gym this week to prepare for an important competition coming up soon? The North American Tiddlywinks Tournament. Ah, those athletic scholarships.
Stay right here on NBC.
I guarantee you they're not playing Tiddlywinks out in California. A report on the Bob Hope Desert Golf Classic after this word from the Chrysler Corporation.
Hi, fun seekers. This is Jackie Vernon, the only guy in correspondence school to be kept in. A born loser. Every summer I'd get sand kicked in my face by the girls. In the winter it wasn't much better. They'd kick snow. All but my first love, Linda. One night as Linda and I arm wrestled for the check, I noticed she had Remember the Maine tattooed on one arm. On the other it said Customer Care. So I asked her about it, and she told me how Customer Care was the kind of certified car care service you get at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers, and how they treat you as well as they treat your car. So I rushed from the table and bought a Plymouth, a Dodge, a Chrysler, and an Imperial, thinking that four times the normal amount of Customer Care might change my life. And it did. Now postmen no longer bite me, birds sing, all because of Customer Care. And you, Linda.
And now, in less time than it takes to sink a short putt, let's move west for a report from the Indian Wells Country Club, Palm Desert, California.
This is Frank Dill, and today our leader is Frank Beard, who fired a 4-under par 68 at the La Quinta Country Club and is 11-under par for 72 holes of the Bob Hope Desert Classic. He has a two-stroke lead over three players, Billy Casper, Art Wall, and Jack Montgomery, all of whom are 9-under par. George Knudsen is 8-under. At 7-under, Rod Funseth, Miller Barber, and Orville Moody. At 6 under, Bob Charles, Dave Hill, Bobby Nichols, and Lee Trevino, who had the wildest round of the day. We'll talk about that in a minute. Robert Goulet is one of the celebrities playing here, and before he teed off today, we talked to him.
Bob Goulet, we all know what a great singer you are, but now maybe you can tell us the secret of your golf game, huh?
Oh, the secret of my golf game is not to play, never to practice, get no sleep, and talk to all hours of the night, and get out there and play your natural game, which is about 118, 120.
About a year ago, you were the television star of the Bing Crosby tournament. Have you gotten a lot of ribbing about that?
Are you kidding? It never stops. You know, I was the goat 2 years ago, and thank God for Jack Lemmon, who took over from me this year.
That's right. You've got somebody to throw the needle into now, right?
It's like the Star Spangled Banner. Thank God for Feliciano and a few other people.
It takes the pressure off.
Right.
Bob, you're playing Indian Wells today with most of the big-name golfers, and you've already played La Quinta. And the leader in the tournament, Rod Funseth, is playing over there today. He's got a tougher course to play, hasn't he?
I think he has. Yeah, La Quinta's a tough course. But then any course is tough for me, so I can't really... I can't be the judge.
You love the weather today?
Oh, the weather today is beautiful. Look at the snow on those mountains, huh?
Lovely. Bob, thank you very much, and good luck in today's round.
Thank you very much.
Rod Funseth did have a tough time at La Quinta, going 3 over today and falling off the pace. He is 3, check it, he is 7 strokes under par for the tournament so far and 4 strokes behind our leader, Frank Beard. As I mentioned earlier, Lee Trevino had one of the wildest rounds of the day, shooting a triple bogey on 13, but still managing to get enough birdies to stay in the ballgame. Trevino, with a 75 today at Indian Wells, is now 6 strokes under par and 5 strokes off the lead, whereas at the beginning of today's play, he was only a stroke back. Our leader, Frank Beard, and this is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
And there'll be late scores, sidelights, and interviews from the classic on Monitor tomorrow, brought to you by the Chrysler Corporation. Now, a word about Plymouth.
This is Petula Clark. There's a grand event at your Plymouth dealers. It's the Great Plymouth Sale, with great values on specially equipped Fury, Belvedere, Barracuda, and Valiant models. Do drop by. Do yourself a favor. Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
The Great Plymouth Sale is now.
Here's a weather report from the island of Saipan. Instead of waiting for Typhoon Phyllis to hit, the Saipan Congress hit first. They passed a resolution forbidding the typhoon to come near the island. And if it did, the Saipan weatherman would be held responsible. Well, Phyllis stopped 240 miles away, and the weatherman canceled his plane reservations. Now that's a Congress. And here's Frank with rain in his heart. Maybe he should write to his congressman.
My eyes are dry, my love, since you've been gone. I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love, though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool who clings pride. But when I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart, of the tears that I hide, and it tears me apart, 'cause I keep them inside. The sound of the rain in my heart. How could I know, my love? I was a toy, only a game to you. How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? It echoes each time that I hear the sound of rain in my heart, from the tears that I hide, though it tears me apart, I still keep them inside. But I can't escape from the sound of the rain in my heart.
Now or ever have been a commuter, there's a report just ahead on the trials, tribulations, and occasional triumphs of the sardine set. Estimated time of arrival, 3 minutes, here on the Monitor Beacon.
Mrs. J has two children, 5 and 7, and a husband dying of cancer. Community Service Society, the agent that helps troubled families to help themselves, helped Mrs. J. No one could save Mr. J's life. But CSS helped Mrs. J to accept the inevitable, to reassure her frightened children, to plan for the future. CSS helped Mrs. J to prepare for a job and to arrange for the care of her children when she will be at work. Mrs. J's story is not unique. Each year, thousands of frightened, desperate, troubled people turn to CSS for help and find it. CSS family counselors help families torn by marital strife. They help disturbed youngsters and lonely old people. They help the sick, the lost, and the despairing. But CSS can't do it alone. It needs your help. Won't you help CSS today by sending a check to CSS, New York, 10010?
WNBC, Radio 660, and WNBC FM, New York.
Monitor, I'm Ted Steele. Dionne Warwick says that when she sings this around the house, her little boy takes the harmony part. He's less than a month old.
Yes, I'm your love, who looks at you the way I do. When you smile, I can tell, we know each other very well. How can they say you think I'm fine. This girl's in love, and what I do to make you mine? Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the next to know. My hand.
You know, the problems of the commuter have become a running gag, or should I say a non-running bad joke. Monitor this weekend is looking at the commuter situation in many of our own cities and also overseas. So far, among others, We've learned of the difficulties of getting to work at Cape Kennedy, why Los Angeles suffers from schizo freeway, what it costs in blood, sweat, and tears to find a parking spot in Pittsburgh, and the London subway, which makes World War II seem like a picnic. Now here's a report from Duluth, Minnesota, where everything seemed fine until trouble began to pile up, really pile up.
Traffic normally flows quite smoothly here in Duluth, and residents pride themselves that we don't have the frustrating traffic jams of other cities. That is, we didn't until one of those old-fashioned winters Grandpa used to talk about hit us this year. Duluth is a large city geographically. At nearly 30 miles end-to-end, it's one of the nation's longest, and most homes are built on a hill that rises steeply from Lake Superior. But even those who live at the far extremities can drive downtown in a half hour or less, or they could until this winter, the roughest in recent memory. With over 100 inches of snow already, we're well past the average annual snowfall of under 70 inches, and well ahead of the record year when about 140 inches accumulated. At various times this year, Duluth has had the greatest on-the-ground snow depth in the country, and local motorists feel too much of the white stuff is still on city streets. Huge banks line many streets, causing a marked increase in collisions at intersections. The drivers traditionally guarded against that possibility by attaching orange styrofoam balls or red flags to their extended car antennas. These are visible over the banks in most winters, but have been of little value in this year of the great snows. These storms have followed so closely, one upon the other, that public works crews are hard-pressed to simply keep one traffic lane open on main thoroughfares that used to move the traffic two and three cars abreast. As you might imagine, municipal officials are getting considerable heat. They say plowing crews are doing the best they can, but are just not equipped to cope with such an abnormal situation. Mayor Ben Boo said the other day he was hoping to see robins in February, because he said an early spring is about the only thing that will get Duluth's traffic back to its ordinarily pleasant pace. This is Dick Daly reporting from Duluth, Minnesota, now back to Monitor at Radio Central.
And throughout the Monitor weekend, more reports on the commuter in Arizona, in Rhode Island, in France, and everywhere else where wheels turn and riders burn. This week, a separated husband and wife both had ads in the personals column of a New York City newspaper. His was the usual, not responsible, and hers said, that was the trouble.
A boy chases a girl until she catches him. But this is one thing he should never see. And the love for her man makes a woman understand. And that's the way love should be.
Thank you.
if you want to be in vogue come Valentine's Day.
He loves me. He loves
me. He's sending you a Valentine candy and flowers arrangement through his nearby FTD florist.
He loves me.
And now, Steele's snappy survey of the Saturday sports scene. In pro football, the Pittsburgh Steelers reached into the college ranks today for their new offensive coach. He's Don Bridgers, who served as head coach and athletic director at Baylor University since 1959. Before that, Bridgers was an assistant with the Baltimore Colts. Linebacker Ron Pritchard of Arizona State became the first number one selection in this year's combined pro draft to sign a contract. He came to terms with the Houston Oilers for a reported bonus of $30,000. On the monitor scoreboard, National Hockey League results, Los Angeles 4, Pittsburgh 2, New York 2, St. Louis nothing. Some college basketball finals now. It was Dayton 70, Loyola of Chicago 69 in overtime. Notre Dame 79, Detroit 72. Illinois 98, Iowa 69. Tulsa 94, Bradley 80. Penn State 61, Navy 57. Union 68, Stevens 39. Miami of Ohio 66, Bowling Green 62. That's it for the moment, but the Monitor Sports Desk is on the job, and I'll be bringing you more late items throughout the evening. By Paul Mauriat. Two surveys on unrelated subjects were released this week, but they may be more related than we think. Air Force investigators announced a decrease in the sightings of flying saucers, and the distilling industry reported a decrease in sales. Try a little sober reflection on that. NBC News on the Hour next. I'm your host, Ted Steele.